Hi, I'm Craig Anderson. Welcome back to another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It seems the signing news is just like buses. You wait ages and then three come along, almost at once. And that's why I'm here, to bring you the first exclusive interview with the 11th name on Brayhead Clan's roster for 2014-15. If you've already been on the ball by checking the website or read today's edition of the Evening Times, Brayhead Clan's official media partner, you'll know who's on the line waiting to talk to us. If not, I'll give you some background information. He's a new arrival to the club with some Elite League experience. He first came to these shores last season after playing for 2 years in the ECHL with Florida Everblades, and prior to that, Guelph Storm and London Knights in the OHL. This player signed for Nottingham Panthers last year, playing 59 times under Corey Nielsen, scoring 26 goals and assisting with another 33, and also won the Challenge Cup. He also follows on the footsteps of Bruce Richardson, Brendan Cook and Jade Galbraith in making the switch from Nottingham to Glasgow. With that said, I'm delighted to introduce new Clan forward, Lee Salters. Welcome to the club, Lee. First question, why have you swapped Nottingham for Glasgow?
It wasn't anything for any particular reason. You know, I talked to, you know, Finner there, and he had great things to say about the city, and I'm pretty close with Scott Arson as well. He's, you know, we played junior together here in London, Ontario, and, you know, he spoke highly of it as well, and it's not a knock on Nottingham, because I like my time there, and it was a great city with great fans. It just, we're just about time for a move.
Now, how was Brayhead Clan sold to you, and what was it that persuaded you to come? You talked, obviously, you've got a friendship with Scott Arson, your experience of playing up here with Nottingham as well. How else was the club sold to you? Now, you were at Nottingham Panthers last season, and it's fair to say they didn't have the best of seasons, although they did win the Challenge Cup. Was there an option for you to return there this season? Did that ever come up at all?
I didn't talk to anybody from the Clan last season, though, but, I was sold on Nottingham last year, and, you know, with a friend of also that by word of mouth, and someone helped me out there with Brent Henley, so, I'm happy, to be moving around and seeing more of the UK.
Now, the Brayhead fans will no doubt remember you from last season. I remember you as being an all-action forward. You got in the opposition players' faces and things like that. But what do you feel you bring to the team?
Particularly me. I'm an in-your-face kind of forward. I'm one of the guys who go in the gritty areas and, make some room for my teammates. As well as, I think I can put up some points offensively as well. So, I hopefully can check a number of boxes for the team and, help us succeed.
Now, you faced Brayhead a few times last season with Panthers. That was something you touched upon earlier. How did you rate them as opponents compared to the other Elite League teams that you faced?
Sorry, I didn't hear you there.
I'm saying, how did you rate the Brayhead Clan compared with the other Elite League teams you faced playing for Nottingham last year?
Oh, they're definitely up there. They're an elite team and they competed every night. One thing they always had last year was, a very high offensive team, and guys were able to score goals. That's something that I remember in particular, those unbelievable goals that they scored in playoffs, and they're all highly real goals. So I know they had that going inside, but I think also they were missing a few things as well, which Finner's done a good job this offseason to try to correct.
Now, you're the kind of player that sets yourself targets, and if so, have you done so already? Do you know what you want to do next year?
I haven't figured out what I'm going to do, but I want to put up some major points, and also help my teams and create room for my teammates as well. And dropping the gloves is also part of my game, and it's something I'm going to be shying away from. So it's something you should expect from me as well.
Now, it's only a few weeks until the start of the season. Are you excited about coming back to the UK and experiencing the arenas here again?
Yeah, I am. I love my time up in the UK. It was an unbelievable experience, and options of, you know, floating around Europe. And, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, England is, or sorry, let me correct that, UK is where I ultimately wanted to be.
Now, as I said, you've got a few weeks until the start of the next season. What's your plans between now and then? What are you up to in these remaining weeks of the off-season?
You know, pretty much, you know, the standard off-season stuff. So, you know, training, you know, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and, you know, getting, you know, lots of time in with my family for, you know, I won't see them for another, you know, 6 or 7 months, you know. So that's something that's important as well, to make sure you have some off time and see some family and friends before, you know, you get into the nitty-gritty of the season where, you know, that's your main priority again.
And that's Lee Salters, and that's Clan's 11th signing of the summer, and also the 5th import. So a big thanks to you, who's taken the time to listen to this, and to Lee Salters for his time and joining us here on Clan Radio. I'll be back with the next confirmed signing as we get ever closer to the new season, especially that season opener against Belfast Giants on the 6th of September. As ever, keep up to date with the latest news with Brayhead Clan on the website, brayheadclan.com, on the Facebook page, and also on Twitter, at Brayhead_clan. Thanks again for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.